always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Hello and welcome to The Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr and it is such a healing joy to be with you today. This is one of my happy places to do these shows because I get to speak with brilliant, brilliant people. By the way, if you want to hear more of The Aware Show, you can always check out our podcast. Wherever you listen to your podcast, check out The Aware Show. And if you love what you hear, share it with your friends because that's what it is. Sharing is caring when it comes to transformational information. It always feels so good to share it with other people. It's kind of at the root of what we're talking about today. When you find something that you really, really love, don't you love to share it with someone else? If it's something you're really passionate about, if it's an idea or if it's something that you're really into, you usually share it with your friends, right? Well, that kind of crosses over into your purpose in life. When you love what you do, when your career ignites you, when it's not considered work anymore, it's play, it's something you want to do every day rather than have to do every day. This is what it means to synchronize into your purpose. And I have found in my work as a broadcaster, interviewing thousands and thousands of people and a story coach, helping thousands of people transform their purpose through their stories, I have learned that when people help other people, it deepens their purpose in life. So, fact check. Are you doing this in your life? Are you fulfilled at the moment? Do you feel that you're synchronizing with your purpose? I mean, really, really be honest with yourself. Are you in a career that you want to go to every day, or is it something that's stifling or smothering you? Do you sometimes doubt what you have or what you're doing is really in alignment with your full soul? What if you maybe did take some time to pursue your passion? What if you really decided to make a living by being instead of just doing? We're in a big choice point right now as humanity, where our world has shifted and continues to shift, and many, many have pivoted in this time of a post-pandemic world, hopefully. And maybe if you have lost your job or your company has laid you off or you've been furloughed or you're in a relationship transition, any type of transition in your life, maybe this is the time to look towards purpose. And joining me is someone who I absolutely love, who has facilitated this conversation about your soul purpose blueprint for many, many, many people. Derek Rydell, he is the number one best-selling author of Emergence, 7 Steps for Radical Life Change. Who's not going through that? And The Abundance Project. Welcome, Derek. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, it's my great honor and pleasure to be here, truly.
How many people have you spoken with lately that are going through massive pivots?
I think the better question is, how many have I not heard that right? from? Pretty much everybody.
So let's just start
off. Maybe my dad is the only one. No, actually, he moved too and retired. Yeah. He's like, okay, I'm going to get off the grid. I'm changing my whole focus. So even him, and he was pretty much the same for a lot of years. So everybody.
It's like change is the new normal.
Yeah.
It is. But I want to just give people a break. And this is what you teach is, let's start off by talking about the fact that it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Stop taking the blame for the amount of change. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I like to say it's not personal. It's a pattern. And it's important to understand that actually we're neither personally responsible for the good and the genius and the opportunity that flows through life and through us, but neither are we personally responsible for the so-called bad. That there's... we're all in a field of thought viruses, of patterns and beliefs, many of them based on fear and separation, lack and limitation. We're born into a family with a certain set of code. And then we might, if we're a woman or a man, there's different kinds of code in the field. And so we end up catching these thought viruses. And some of them are supportive and some of them are not so supportive. But just think of it like computer code as another way. And it's running through you. and it shows up in different ways, and it's not personal. It really is a universal collective, collective mind. And this is also what Jesus was talking about, I believe, when he said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Or I use a particular little analogy. There's a school of fish swimming along, and one of these fish is just acting really out of sorts, acting out, rude, cutting in line, you know, all these terrible behaviors. And they're trying to reason with them. Eventually they give up and they swim away, only to reveal that this fish has been caught on a hook.
Ah.
And so we've all been hooked by something. And now so it is our opportunity to become aware of what we're hooked by. And we'll talk more about how even that is a signal and a sign of your deeper purpose. But it is our opportunity. And then once we know what we are hooked by, once we have an expanded awareness and can see, oh, this pattern has been running me and it's based on a limiting or fear-based, you know, map of reality, now it is our responsibility, our ability to respond, to choose to no longer feed and react to that pattern, and to start to tell a new story and a truer story about what we're really made of and what we're really made for.
It is true that we have these various hooks in us right now, because there's so much of messaging pulling us that you should and you can and you can't, and this side and that side. There's so much polarization right now that it makes it really unclear for us, or unsafe, I should even say, as to which way we do want to go or what to even say. Yeah. And therefore, when people are in this, I think the tribes that people were in are getting smaller. Before, you used to be in a big tribe. Now the tribe's polarized.
It's balkanizing.
So now you don't know if you're
more and more.
What was that?
It's balkanizing more and more, fragmenting more and more, more specialized niche tribes within tribes. It's an identity war, that's happening, where we're trying to find and what happens in a time of crisis, in a time where there's a less feeling of control, and things are, you know, just there's chaos. We look to find some kind of control. And one of the ways we can have control is to latch on to an identity. And then it comes with a certain prescription, a certain, you know, whether it's a religious identity and the religion, okay, I know what life's about. I know what I'm about. I got some control again and I feel safe again. Or a political agenda, or just a strong point of view that is trending. It allows us to have a sense of control and a sense of safety. And it's also we're extremely susceptible to these ideas that really don't have our best interest at heart. And it's more than ever, when we're in a time like this, we want to begin to embrace this principle that we're not here to save the world. We're not here even to save ourselves. We're here to serve what's trying to emerge in us. There's a
yes.
greater vision, a greater possibility, and the pain will push us until we're willing to catch a vision that is pulling us. And that's what's trying to happen right now. And I'll say one quick thing. When our ego is shaking, when the situations are out of control, even though it seems like it's a terrible time, it's one of the most fertile times to plant our roots more deeply into the seed of our true purpose that has always been planted in the soil of our soul. And so there's actually greater availability in these times when our ego is shaking and we're more vulnerable. We can actually dig deeper and tap more deeply into our potential if we're willing.
Yes, easier said than done sometimes. Yeah. I remember that brilliant statement. I think Abraham Hicks said, contrast creates clarity. And if you are in that place of great contrast as a soul, and you're seeing what's really not working, clarity is what's emerging out of that. And yes, sometimes it's very painful. Sometimes you have to go through that kind of dark night of the soul, whatever you want to call it, to break yourself down enough to understand, wow, something is trying to emerge. And now is the time more than ever to listen to it. I feel
Go ahead. I was going to say the contrast is clarity is great. And I, one of the things I like to say is what's in the way is the way. That the obstacle is really the opportunity in disguise. And it's just like, you know, the forest needs forest fires. The jack pine needs the fire. And if the jack pine tried to get rid of the fire, and there's various flora and fauna that need the intense heat of fire, and some need other kinds of weather patterns because it cracks open the seeds, it releases the new seeds, it clears away the detritus or detritus, it opens up the canopy, it does all kinds of things. The alchemy of crisis, the alchemy of challenge is there not to be against us, but actually it's for us. It's trying to create the next right condition for our emergence. And if we make it wrong and we fight it, what you fight, you fuel, what you resist persists, what you fear, you continue to feed. But if instead we begin to ask, what's the opportunity for my growth here? Who do I need to become to be free even in the midst of this condition? And it's like, instead of seeking or desiring a different condition or a different, you know, future, it's like a plant. A plant will not get planted in a bigger pot. You know, if a little plant tried to grow like us, it'd be like, oh, if only I was in a bigger pot. If only I could be free in the field like all those other trees. But instead, it looks right where it's at and goes, where's the nutrients? Where's the nutrition? How can I feed myself? And then let me dig my roots as deep as I can and reach my branches as high and wide as I can. And as a result, what happens? It activates that latent potential. It fills out that pot. It outgrows that pot. And then it's replanted in a bigger one and a bigger one and a bigger one.
Right.
And so
right.
That's what's happening for us right now. The opportunity to fill out this moment and discover more of what's in us and really get all the nutrients of this time and really dig our roots much more deeply.
It's very, if you're listening right now and you're going through any type of chaos or change, this whole entire conversation is really for you. And Derek and I, we've been friends for a long time and we don't tend to have surface conversations. We tend to go deep right away. And I want you to know that Derek speaks from massive experience. Not only
is he been, this is not theoretical.
No. This is, you know, this, not only has he been an amazing teacher through many different crises in his life and learning experiences, but just in the last year, you've been through probably the one of the most difficult, unimaginable experiences that one could have. And I haven't spoken with you specifically about this for maybe 6 months, but I know you have probably come up against a new realization now. And I'd love to hear your thoughts and if you could share a little bit with our audience of how you have taken the most unimaginable situation of losing a child to what you are becoming clear about, Derek.
Yeah, absolutely. It is unimaginable. It's still unimaginable some days. And I've been through a lot of, you know, smaller challenges, obviously, you know, realizing I had to let go of a marriage of 20 some years sometime back because it was no longer in integrity and the risking of losing everything that I'd built. But having to prove these principles again and again and going through that challenge in that dark night to come out the other side more available, more in love, more loved, more community, a better family, like just so much more was available and could emerge for everybody involved, including my previous partner. And just lots of little things, you know, financial challenges, suddenly this, that, or the other. And we've all been through those. And every day there's a little bit of an opportunity to practice this. You could say practice dying to our old self, practice letting go of limited belief systems that we've been holding on to. Every day there's an opportunity to let go and to open up to something new, something more. And so that's been my prayer. My prayer for the longest time is it's really just distilled down to more than I want to change, fix, control anything or anyone, including myself. I want to know the truth and be an instrument of love and truth in the highest capacity. And, you know, on one level, be careful what you pray for, but not, you know, you pray for patience, you're probably going to end up in rush hour traffic for the next 6 months. That's what happened.
Oh, God.
And realize just how angry you really are until you come all the way through. So what happened with my son, you know, the tragic loss of my son last year, depending on when you're listening to this, let's say a year and a half ago or so, was because of the practice, because of living this stuff every day, even in the moment when I got the call and my human self was literally in agony, my heart and my soul was already saying thank you, and I will discover the blessing, and because of this, more love and more light and more truth will be the result. That was literally in me even at the same time. And it carried me, that prayer and that willingness, not a denial, not a repression. Believe me, I felt and continue to feel all the feelings. In fact, I feel more than ever before. But what it allowed me to do is begin to see. I mean, there's so many gifts that my son gave me and continues to give me, but it purified me like a forest fire, burning away all the places where I was still playing safe, where I was still saying, well, I have to keep doing my business like this and making money like that, and because this is what it is and this is what I've done, and it really burned so much of that away, if almost all of it, so that the purity of intention to be an instrument of love and of truth. And ultimately, there's only two major principles that I've gotten clear about that we need to master. It's kind of like the wax on, wax off, or wipe on, wipe off, whatever that is. And that is to know yourself and to be true to yourself. Mm-hmm. And another way you could say is to know God, if that's your way of thinking, to know God within you, and then to serve God. And whatever, you know, whatever works, whatever metaphor, you know, but to know thyself and to thine own self be true, because evolution and progress, healing and growth is always a product of an individual having the courage to see or hear the truth and then to serve or honor it, even and especially when it's scary, when mm-hmm. it's uncomfortable, when it doesn't look like others support it. But when you're willing to serve that part of you, even again in just little ways, and be true to yourself, that's the opening where life gets to be born anew. And I can tell you personally, again, as agonizing as it is to practice this in the midst of that, when humanly I wanted to blow up the world and I wanted to die, and I, you know, all those things I went through. Spiritually and psychologically at the deeper level, this was what I've been working through. And the level of love that I've been able to touch, the level of just love. I mean, it's the level of love for everybody. It's like when the vessel of that structure of love that I thought it had to look like, father and son, was shattered, the real love of the father and the love of the son, not limited to just my son and me as a father, but this love that has no limits, this mm-hmm. love that allowed me to meet parts of myself that I wasn't able to meet with love before, that have allowed me to meet the world and hold more of the world. So I'm not, again, that's like, you know, I don't wish it upon anybody. And you don't need to have that kind of experience to awaken to your true potential and your true purpose. And I will just say that we all have the same purpose at the base level, which could be spoken in two ways. One is to master the ability to love and be loved. That's like at the most human level, that's it. And then in a more spiritual level, it is to glorify God or life in the highest. So when the flower blooms, it's glorifying its invisible nature, the divine nature of flower. And mm-hmm. so we all have the same purpose, but then we also have a unique mission within that grand universal purpose, which is master loving yourself, loving others, receiving love, or master the ability to be a channel of the divine. all the same, but now we have a specific mission within that. How and where am I called to master the ability to love and be loved? How and where am I called to have the courage to shine the light that's really in me? And that's where we get a little more specific.
Yes. It boils down to, we were talking about earlier, the soul's purpose. And if Derek didn't have this blueprint, this soul purpose blueprint, he couldn't have withstood everything that he was just talking about, from the marriage loss to the financial loss to the son loss. I mean, look at the amount of loss we have all experienced over the last several years. Businesses, jobs, loved ones, locations. So much loss is in the collective consciousness that is needing to be addressed. And it's one thing to go...
I want to just really quick, because it's so important, because I want to reframe the word loss.
Okay.
It is a loss at a relative level, right? There's the loss of a marriage. There's the loss of an opportunity. There's a loss of a loved one. But it's important in the grander scheme that we can hold that it's loss, but also that it's change, it's metamorphosis, it's transformation. You know, the caterpillar completely loses its life as a thing of the earth. And but is reborn as a thing of the heavens.
Let's do that. Let's reframe the word loss into change. I love that idea.
Because otherwise we're just afraid. It's just, oh, I lost this, I lost that, I had to go through all this.
This changed. I love that. I love it. Let's, you and I do that. I'm gonna do that from now on, changing the word to change. Yeah. Change. So jobs have changed, loved ones have changed.
It's true.
Families have changed. Change shape, form. It's actually a really, really great point. And this is for anyone in this world who has had a loved one transition. They've transitioned, they've changed, and you have to change your relationship with them. And yes, at this time, that could help so many people, just that word. And also, your purpose might have changed or maybe reignited. There is so much around that word purpose. Some people don't understand, what does that really mean? What is purpose? What is it? And you describe it as something that is emerging from you. It's not something you go out and find and that you do 10 steps to, or even write down your lists of values. It's something that's got to come from so deep inside of you. And is it always, always there? Is that what a soul purpose blueprint is?
Absolutely. We all, just like there's a blueprint in every seed, right? And what's the blueprint inside of an acorn? Is it the blueprint of an apple tree? No, it's the blueprint of an oak tree. Always, always, always. It never, ever will maybe grow some apples. And so there is a blueprint. There's a pattern, a divine idea, a template, whatever, again, metaphor or analogy works for you, that something called us into. Nothing appears in form except that it was called, or that it was an answer to a question or an answer to a prayer. Look all around you. There's not a single thing in your life that isn't there because on some level, somebody needed it. And the result was, poof, you have a chair, you have a screen, you have a computer, you have a phone, whatever you're doing to experience this, a radio station, whatever it is. All of that is the expression of a legitimate need and the evolutionary unfoldment of greater and greater potential, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, first we invent the wheel, then we invent a stagecoach, then we invent a car, then we have planes, trains, and automobiles. There's an evolution of an idea of unfold, of movement. So the same, we're part of that. There's no extra pieces. Our life is not like a piece of furniture from IKEA where there's all these extra parts and pieces and then you think they're extra, and then 3 weeks later when your desk falls on your foot, you realize that wasn't an extra part, it turned out. So your life has a design, and it is, and there are signs and clues everywhere in your life. Although it is deep in one real way, it's not deep. It's right here. And everything that you're experiencing and the way you're responding is giving you a clue. And we'll talk at the end how to get all those clues, but it's giving you a clue because the world is anything that pushes you or pulls you is giving you feedback about some undiscovered or unintegrated part of your own potential and your own purpose. And so with the Soul Purpose Blueprint process, you begin to realize all of life is conspiring for you to awaken to who you really are, what you're really made of, and what you're really made for, and totally support you in fulfilling. The same way life pours all of itself into an acorn so it becomes an oak, or into an apple seed, so it's trying to do that for you all the time. But we haven't understood how to read the signs and how to co-labor with life.
Yes. So this is what brings me to a lot of our conversation today is I can feel and hear a lot of you saying, well, how? That's great for him, but how does it work for me? And we are talking about that today. For this is our fund drive for this network. And we're very, very, very grateful to Derek for donating the how to us. And the how is called the Soul Purpose Blueprint. What Derek Riedel has been so wonderful to offer is the Soul Purpose Blueprint. And this is something that he has discovered from all of his work around the law of emergence. What is trying to emerge within you? Usually we're taught that our purpose is outside of ourselves, or we need to go outside ourselves to find out what we want to do or what we want to discover about ourselves is outside ourselves, where that's actually the opposite. According to Derek, he says, what is really true is what's emerging inside of ourselves. And if you don't get in touch with that, you're living a life that's disconnected because you're not in touch with what it is that you're really, really here to do and what really wants to come from deep inside of you. That's where your purpose is. That's where your passion is. Deep down inside, you know that you're meant for more. And that's what Derek's program of the Soul Purpose Blueprint is. We are in our fund drive right now, and we really would appreciate giving us a call and donating to WBAI for the wonderful gift that Derek has given us of the Soul Purpose Blueprint. You can call 212-209-2950. It is a $150 donation to the station, and you know how much we've always said we appreciate your donations. Keeping WBAI afloat is through your donations, and that enables us not to have to do lots and endless commercials and advertising that can shadow over more of what you're not and offer you more of what you're not. This is something that gets you to go deep inside. So by calling 212-209-2950, and $150 donation to public radio and to support WBAI. We so appreciate that. As a gift, we will give you the promo code for the Soul Purpose Blueprint. And that promo code will get you into this 9-hour digital program. And you do need a computer for this to work. And you will go through 9 hours of self-exploration, self-study. You'll find out why most life purpose programs fail. And he'll help identify some of the blinders that we've maybe created when we were children that make us play small or don't allow you to express your full soul, or maybe told at that time that you can't be as big as you want to be, or trying to put a label on yourself of being rejected or not good enough. All of that, once is identified, you start to uncover what your true vision really is. And he walks you through this program of a deeper understanding of that vision. Once you really get in touch with that vision, then it can radically transform every area of your life. It can radically shape how you look at life and makes you a leader and not a follower. It gives you the power of looking inside yourself rather than looking outside of yourself. And that's what he calls it the Emergineering program. It's really that depth from what's coming inside of you. And that's a part of this entire program of deepening that which is coming from inside of you through any relationship, through anything. This soul purpose will emerge. So that's the point of, and his entire soul purpose blueprint is 9 hours of in-depth training. And you can right now access that program by calling us and donating $150 to WBAI during our fund drive. It's, the number is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And we are so grateful for your donations. We really do appreciate your support of this station. We are here for you to give you the news behind the news and our opinions you've learned to value over the years. And this is, if you have the means right now, the way to support public radio and to give back, something that gives to you all year long, this is the time we ask you to give back. So please call us 212-209-2950 and learn that this whole program of Derek's, learn that it's not your fault if you've gotten on purpose, off purpose. And if you're in a place where you're unclear or disconnected or going through such massive change, you can find your way back home. That's the whole point of the Soul Purpose Program, is to really stop thinking about it, but actually start living your destiny. And every single program is recorded. It has Derek's wonderful, loving frequency in it as well, with his actual ability to walk his talk, that helps you realize through his energy of your finding your soul purpose. So please give us a call, 212-209-2950. I want to find a little bit more about what's in this program, all the way from getting through heartbreaks and what the archetypes are and what some of the blinders are and what some of the purpose pillars are. So if you could tell us a little bit about that, Derek, what's in the Soul Purpose Blueprint program and how will people benefit from this program and how have people really changed and made a difference in their life as a result of listening to the program?
Yeah, wow. I just appreciate how beautifully you articulated that, I got to say. The one thing I want to really highlight is that living your purpose is not merely about finding the right job. That's one piece of it. But in my journey with myself and with, you know, tens of thousands of people around the world, what I've discovered is that when we're struggling or we're stuck, when we have a financial chronic challenge or a physical chronic challenge or chronic relationship or emotional challenges, what I found again and again and again is that what people, they get misdirected and think, let me just work on my emotions, or let me just work on my finances, or let me just work on my body. And that's akin to, let me focus on the branch of my tree and try to fix the branch. But almost always in my 20 some years of doing this, the problem is in the roots. It's that they're not in alignment with who they really are, what they're really made of, and what they're really made for. And when I help them, which I do in this program step by step, get back into integrity with themselves, back into alignment with their truth and their true needs, and then they start to meet those needs, because living your purpose has to start with you honoring yourself, honoring your true seed, your true nature, your true needs. If you don't meet the needs of your seed, nobody else is going to. You've been given that one opportunity. And as you do, what I've found is that many of these challenges, physical, emotional, financial, relational, either improve dramatically and in some cases completely go away. Because when you're rooted and you're feeding the true seed of your nature and you're in alignment with what you're really here for, as you start to live that, that energy flow and that circulation starts to move through all those parts of you that have become stagnant, that have gotten blocked off. And lo and behold, there's new opportunity that shows up. There's joy and inspiration. There's a new idea. Where did that come from? From the seed of your being, now that it's being fed and you're allowing it. So just imagine that many of your chronic problems are a signal you've been trying to survive in a world and a worldview that's too small. And now you're going to get tapped in to how big you really are and how big your life is really meant to be. And whatever that means to you, it could mean more money, more opportunity, more love, more relationships. And that's what this is going to do, is get you back in alignment, bring you back home to yourself. And also, I'm going to show you step by step, as I said earlier, how to notice that so many of the things that you admire in other people, that you're attracted to out in the world, all these places of light that you are seeing and, you know, yearning to be or yearning to have, or even feeling sad or jealous that you don't, all of these are showing you a dimension of your soul purpose, of your soul profile. And I'm going to show you how to walk that back and discover that that thing you see out there, the only reason you see it and are attracted to it is because it's coming from you. It's emanating from you. And when you reclaim that, I'm telling you, the miracles, the sudden talent that can emerge, the sudden whole ideas that can emerge, the sudden power and empowerment, I've seen it happening again and again and again over the last couple of decades. And then further, so I'm going to show you step by step, and also how, where your, like I said, your greatest pain, your greatest heartbreaks, the workshop you've been living is ultimately the one you're meant to be giving, whether it's literal or whether it's in your art, your music, your family. It's all there in your, like you teach, in your story and in your reactions and responses to the world. I'm going to teach you how to read all of those signs so you can take all your power back. And then one final little piece is, a lot of the reasons why we don't tap into our vision is there's what I call the 8 vision blinders. And these are programs, again, part of our egoic structure, that is designed to prevent us and trick us from not fully seeing and feeling and engaging our true nature. Why? Because if you do, you're going to change. And to the ego, change is danger, even death. So I'm going to show you how to work through those 8 blinders so that you actually are no longer that person that says, I don't know what my purpose is, but you will have crystal clarity and inspiration and a compelling guidance to live why you're really here.
That makes a lot of sense. So I was going to ask you, what if people don't feel that they know what their purpose is? I hear that a lot. I don't understand my purpose. And you're saying so that there's blinders that are in the way that are preventing you from seeing that. Like, give us an example of what that would be.
Well, like one of them is the shadow blinder. And so I go much more into the program. But for example, as you were growing up, let's say who you really wanted to be or how you really wanted to express, maybe there was a party that was really big and really loud and really out there. And you got the message that said, stop it. You know, you're embarrassing me, or you're too much. Can't you see mommy is busy here? Ah, and you got the message that you're too much, and that being too much is bad, or wanting a lot is greedy or stingy or selfish. So you built these shadows. I'm too much, I'm greedy, I'm selfish. So I'm gonna push those down, too much, greedy, selfish. And instead you create a compensatory side to you. You become just kind of more normal. You become more giving instead of wanting. You don't ask for too much, and you learn to accommodate. And that's a survival mechanism.
And you
stay small. So what if you're supposed to be an oak tree, but you decided that's way too big, I can't be that, my family will think, who do you think you are? I'll be too much, I'll cause everybody else to feel bad about themselves. And so I'm just gonna be a little, you know, rose bush instead, which is sweet if you're a rose, but what if you're an oak tree? And so what happens is when you open up to the vision, it can't get up there. It's trying to, but there's a lot of static, and you're like, no, I can't, that's not me, or I can't do that. And then instead you try to find where's a comfortable or safer place. And even though it might be a great idea for somebody else, it's like an acorn going, well, you know, those apple trees seem to be having a much better time. I'm going to try to be an apple tree. How's that going to work for you? Right. And the fact is, it's not going to work. It's going to be painful. An acorn makes a terrible apple. And then you'll end up just being squirrel food in the end. So I'm going to show you. That's just one of 8 that you'll learn to work through.
I think about you every time I see acorns. We were just at a retreat together with acorn trees everywhere. And these things are solid. I mean, they fall off the tree and they plunk down onto the, you know, roof or something. And for that shell to get broken through, to actually reseed into the ground, to become another tree, it takes a lot. It's got to get weathered and broken down and old and then crack from the sun. And you really, I mean, I think about you and acorn trees a lot because, there's so much, such a beautiful metaphor where it comes to that which is deep, deep, deep inside us. And sometimes it does take that cracking away of the very hard shell, the very hard surface that we've built through things like you're talking about this conditioning or our perceptions of our childhood or events that have occurred in our lives that we've identified ourselves through as being not good enough or rejected or wronged and shamed. And these types of things, we put these giant labels on ourselves from experiences that happen because of our perceptions of it.
Totally. And when the acorn shell tries to crack, in the new age and spiritual world and self-help world, because we don't understand it, we instead call in somebody to heal our shell. And come repair my shell. My life is falling apart. Come and repair my shell. I'm all over the place. Come and repair my shell. My relationship isn't working. Instead of understanding something deeper is trying to emerge. And it's like the caterpillar going, oh my God, I'm falling apart. I need to fix my caterpillar-ness. And I just want to be a better caterpillar and have a better caterpillar relationship and a better caterpillar house in a better caterpillar neighborhood. And if they succeed at that, they may become one of the best caterpillars, but they're not going to become at all what they're meant to be, which is a butterfly and fly to heights they can't even imagine. And the acorn is like, I just want to be the best nut in the forest. Well, you're so much more than a nut. I mean, I'm a little nuts, but you're much more.
That's a great example because that change is inevitable. The caterpillar is going to turn into the butterfly or it will die. Yes. It has to. And so therefore it has, that is its destiny and its fate. And it is all of our destiny and our fate to evolve into our purpose. It is inevitable.
Yes.
Unless somehow to die within ourselves. What was that?
And the solutions that you're striving for, the joy, the confidence, the competence that you're actually trying to reach out and get is on the other side of that emergence. It's all there. It's all there, but it's not here. It has to emerge, right? It's like, well, I'll do this thing when I feel confident or certain. Well, then you're going to be waiting forever. That's why I call this the Great Weight Loss Program, WAIT, because it has to emerge. It's all the answers, all of it, everything you need to be all you were made to be and more than you can imagine is already embodied in you. But it can never come to you. It has to come through you and from you. Whatever's missing is what we're not giving, what we're not allowing, right? And so we go outside and try to control, manipulate, get, acquire. We've created a consumer-based reality, but we're not consumers. We're creators. And when we come back and realize it's all within us, which I show you how to get back to that place of agency and power in the Soul Purpose Blueprint, suddenly, I can express and live my vision even if I don't feel perfect or feel confident or all that. And lo and behold, on the other side of that unfoldment, I feel so confident. I feel more competent. I feel more inspired. I feel more and like, where did all that come from? It came from you.
Yeah.
It came from you.
Now, also, you mentioned in the program about the archetypal patterns. What does that have to do with the soul blueprint?
Yeah. So there's soul purpose archetypes, right? We won't go through all of them, but you know, there's the mystic, the messenger, the healer, the activist, the builder, the creator, and they are different. So, you know, there's the archetypes up here, like in the head, imagine like a body. So you have like the mystic, the messenger, it's kind of like where the ones that get the downloads. And then you have, you know, in this area, you have like the healer, like think of the heart, the healer, the activist. I forget the other one that's in that area. And then as you get down to the feet, you have like the creator, the builder, you know, so these are archetypes that represent different dimensions of us and different kinds of people. And then you uniquely have one or two that's central to you. And then around an orbit around it, there may be one to three others. And then there may even be some that orbit further out. But what happens is when we don't understand what all these energies, desires, impulses, what it means, we don't know what it means. So like you may have the healer and the artist archetype. And what ends up happening when we have that is, you know, you find you're doing Reiki on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and you're trying to paint on Tuesdays and Saturdays, and you're kind of like kind of spread out all over the place. What I show you how to do is when you can identify what your archetype is and get it in the proper priority, what happens is you may not be doing Reiki over here and healing over here. You may be doing art over here. You may be doing art that heals. You may be using art in your healing practice, but you don't have to be spread out anymore. One of the reasons Einstein is Einstein is because he has the artistic soul, and he has the mystical mind. So he's doing these vast thought experiments, but he also has like either the creator or the builder. But instead of separating it all, he brought the art and the mysticism, the poetry into physics. It was all aligned. And so he becomes Einstein rather than just many other scientists that did a lot of amazing stuff. And so that's the difference, right? And so what I'm going to show you, and when you get these aligned, instead of the energies being fragmented and diffused like a broad light that just sort of lights everything sort of, it becomes like a laser beam. And then that energy is able to cut through, you know, the stuck places, those times when you are hitting those bumps in the road or procrastination. It's able to cut through, and you have the energy and you have the channel for the inspiration and the guidance much clearly. So when you get aligned, it's just another dimension of knowing, what am I really made of? What are the unique energetic patterns, archetypes, that form the template of my soul purpose? And that's what I take you through as well.
I'll tell you, when you hit that purpose and you sink into it and you deepen it, the universe automatically aligns to helping you receive it. It's like grooving into the a well-grooved track, or like a single track. You know, if enough animals go through it, it creates a trail, right? That's what happens with your purpose, is you just run along it enough that the universe starts to say, okay, this is a well-grooved path for you. Let's support you. And you start to put out the energy of what it is that you want. Your soul's purpose starts to align with what it is that fulfills you. And the universe kind of matches you energetically and says, okay, you're putting this frequency out here. Let's match you and give you more of what you want. And so maybe if it's helping people, and the more you help people and the more fulfilling that is, and the effortlessness that comes with that fulfilling purpose, the universe aligns with you. Oh, let's pay you for that. Or let's find you a way to get more clients around that or something. It is magical. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. And so I want to mention what Derek Rydell has been so gracious to offer for our fund drive. During our fund drive, we ask you for your support. We ask you for your donations. We ask you to support this incredible venue that operates all year long without any advertising dollars whatsoever, without any pause for commercials. We pause to ask you to support us, because what you put in is basically what you get out of public radio and public television. The Soul Purpose Blueprint Program is what we're talking about today, and what Derek Rydell has so generously offered for our fund drive. So please give us a call right now. It's area code 212-209-2950 and support WBAI. And then you will get, if you talk to the volunteers in the phone room, and maybe you could ask them if there's payments, however you want to break this down, by calling 212-209-2950. Ask them about the Soul Purpose Blueprint and that you'd like to donate and get access to that program. And this is for you or anyone else you know that maybe is working in a job that smothers your spirit, or maybe you don't even have a job at all because you're not connected to what means something to you. Maybe you don't know what you're really meant to do, or you doubt that you even have what it takes to make it, even if you've figured out what you're meant to do. Or maybe you don't have time. I hear this a lot, that I don't have time to pursue my passion. I don't know what I'm really meant for. And if I did know, I won't have time to do it because I'm stuck in this other job. Or I don't really believe that if you do what you love, the money will follow. Well, one of the main reasons underneath that is finding that soul purpose. And once you find that, here's the secret. It's deep inside of you. It's not meant to be found outside of you. It's deep inside of you. And sometimes that disconnection from what's deep inside of you can cause a lot of mental, emotional, and even financial stress and physical stress. So getting underneath and really to the root of that powerful blueprint inside of you is where the answers are, is where your guidance will come from. And it's where the unlimited energy that you need to create the life of your dreams is found. So that is how and why Derek created the Soul Purpose Blueprint. Call us now, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950, and support WBAI. And I want to mention that we have appreciated your support over the years for this radio station. WBAI has been through so much with you, and we appreciate that you're listening to the station and supporting us at any level that you can. And if you just want to make a donation to the station, we appreciate that. The $150 donation will give you access to this Soul Purpose Blueprint program. And being here and listening and being even just a BAI buddy through a monthly donation is so completely supportive. It helps so much when you give back, and just a little bit will go such a long way at WBAI. So we appreciate your support. Again, you can go to WBAI.org, or you can call 212-209-2950. We have wonderful people like Derek Rydell who have offered these programs for our listeners, because we on The Aware Show really love the fact that it's a win-win. You can go into your own learning and your own experience through these programs and that we offer on The Aware Show. And this one is an amazing program. It's called the Soul Purpose Blueprint. You can also go to Derek's website and learn more about it at derekrydall.com. That's DerekRydall.com. And you can find out more when you learn really to, you actually can make a living doing what you love, even if it's a side job. Most of us have multiple jobs at any given time. This is something that you can start to do that could be your fulfillment, that could be something that you can start right away in helping other people. Finding your purpose is usually connected to helping other people. And the more that you do find that purpose in life, the more that the universe meets you where you're at. And if you are discovering that helping people is where you're at, or if it's even travel or whatever it is that fulfills your purpose, the universe starts to say, wow, the soul is lit up. Let's meet them halfway. Let's give them what they want. And it's just, you know, it's not magic. It's just uncovering the blocks that prevent you from living that full core purpose. And that the alignment that happens when those blocks are removed feels like magic, but it's actually just you living the way that you're supposed to have lived the whole time. So any way that you want to support the station, great. If you want to go to Derek's website, great. But we really appreciate your donations. And again, it's 212-209-2950 or WBAI.org. You can also join as a WBAI buddy, and we appreciate that as well. What I really love as a host of The Aware Show is to help people discover what they love, and to help that stress of being disconnected from you fall away, only to discover that your answers and your guidance and your energy has been there the whole time. It's not a matter of feeling, you know, not having enough caffeine. It's a matter of really connecting to your purpose and discovering what that purpose is inside of you that moves you every day, that drives you every day. This 9-hour program that Derek is offering is online program, so you will need a computer, and he'll go through your vision and he'll help you uncover that vision and get a deeper understanding of it. And once you've got that understanding, then you go into this idea of his Emergineering program. It's what's deep inside of you, and that program is included in this, which alone is hundreds of dollars, that program. And he's taught that over the years, and that's included in this program. He has such a beautiful ability to walk his talk. He's a fully authentic human being who's been through so much and come out through all the heartbreak he's experienced, through the change of relationships and change of even his son transitioning. What he's been through is enormous. And he lives every day with this passion, with this purpose, and with this soul blueprint. So please give us a call, 212-209-2950. I deeply appreciate all that you're able to do and support for WBAI. Again, the phone number is 212-209-2950. And I appreciate you, Derek. Thank you so much for your contribution to the station, for being who you are.
Yeah, and I'm also just a little special surprise. I'm going to add in several hundred dollars worth of additional trainings and tools in their toolkit when they join. So they'll get extra support on how to embody this and how to inventory that and how to build their plan even more. So we're going to take care of you.
That is awesome.
We need you.
That is awesome. Yes, yes, yes.
The family needs you. So I'm excited for you.
I invite you together into Derek's world, because this man walks his talk in his relationship, in his life. It hasn't been an easy one, but he's coming through it with flying colors. So thank you for being such a wonderful model for us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Lisa. Much love.
All right. And that is it for me. Please call, donate, text, whatever you can. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a celebration. The award-winning Midnight Ravers can now be heard every Friday from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. So wake the town and tell the people. We'll continue to present the best in music, history, and social commentary, along with expert discussion of the important issues and events of today and yesteryear. So keep it locked into WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
WBAI, New York. It's just about 7 a.m. here in New York City, and you're tuned to 99.5 FM, WBAI, WBAI.org on the web. 75 degrees currently here in New York City, going up to a high of 91 today. Going to be another hot one. What's going on with James Irsay, usually on Friday mornings at 7, is off this week, but we have a very special Democracy Now! Presentation coming your way. I do have a bit of sad news to announce this morning. I first heard about it before I went to sleep last night when I saw an email from Raymond Nat Turner, the town crier. This report coming from TheGuardian.com. Albert Woodfox, held in solitary confinement for 43 years, released